We've heard stories of all kinds of creepy creatures from the woods. We've heard things of skinwalkers, wendigos, dogman, Sasquatch, and so much more. We've only heard about these deer people a few times, though. I mean, yes, we hear about deer-type people all the time when it comes to skinwalker tales. But if you've been listening to my series, Letters from a Cryptid Hunter, we explained in depth the difference between a skinwalker and a deer person. So today, I'm going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true creepy deer people experiences sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story with a deer person, a skinwalker, or something else, and would like to send it into the show, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Now, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true deer people stories. I'm a 24-year-old man, and this story takes place 4 years ago while I was attending college in Ohio. A little bit of background. I have always been into urban exploration, myths, and legends. I had a long weekend off from school, and my ex-girlfriend was visiting me in college. We had decided to spend that weekend, you guessed, exploring urban myths and legends. I did visit a couple of cool places, but I will include them in other stories. I had read about this intact abandoned town called Boston Township, aka Helltown, Ohio. It had an incredible amount of ghost stories, government conspiracies, and urban legends. It's a very interesting read if you have the time. But in short, the town was founded in 1806 and was obtained by eminent domain for a national forest project. I had gone prior to seeing some of the houses, abandoned buildings, and vehicles. This one red dilapidated barn on the walk caught my eye for a revisit for a better picture, and a separate barn and house that seemed to be interesting as well. The red barn was completely boarded up, but the separate brown house and barn up on the end of the road were completely unlocked. I entered it and noticed power and water was on. It was a split-level house seated on top of a two-car garage. While I was walking in and around the house, and up and down the street, I noticed granite pillars with a W carved in them. Did not pay much attention to them and thought they were carriage markers. Side note, this is especially important later. I make the trip back in July with my ex and we park at the gated end of the road and start exploring. I tell her about the brown house and barn that we needed to go see, so we hiked to it. At this time, it was sometime in late afternoon. We walked around the building and all the doors were locked, but the garage door was open. I entered and opened the door into the house. It leads to a landing in the middle of the main stairs. I first go downstairs and notice a fireplace. I walked up to it, checked it out, and I had found a silver tea serving tray propped up, surrounded by red candles inside a fireplace, as if someone was using it for scrying. At this point, I started to get some bad vibes and decided to go upstairs and finish up exploring. As I was ascending the carpeted stairs, I looked down, and to my dismay, I saw massive, oddly shaped footprints melted into the carpet. I heard a loud bang come from downstairs. And just remember, my ex is directly behind me. We beeline it for the sliding door upstairs, and it was locked. I had already managed to get it to budge and got the heck out of there. We decided to leave that house and just not mess with it anymore. We continued on our exploration. When it was finally dusk, we had realized we would have to walk by this house to get to the truck. On the way back, my neck hair was on end, and I felt like I was being watched. We started to walk upon the same house when I noticed in the dimly lit garage an 8-foot, or maybe even 9-foot humanoid shadow with glowing eyes. I couldn't have been too much more than 6 feet away from this thing. I met eyes with this, and it followed my movements. I shouted run to my ex, and we sprinted down the rest of the street. I fired up the truck, shoved it in gear, and took off like a bat out of hell. A couple of years later, I put on the Travel Channel around Halloween time, and sure enough, a Helltown documentary was on. They explained that early settlers believed there was a deer person there, or, as some people would call it, a Wendigo, lurking around the town and the granite pillars. I had noticed that there were markings and they were all over the places that I had explored. I will not go into full detail on the documentary, and I am aware of the difference between deer people and Wendigos. If this story interests you, I have traveled all over the US doing this kind of stuff. Thank you guys, and I hope you enjoyed it. Howdy. My name's Elijah, but everyone calls me Gator. But that is a different story. Last year, I and my friends, who I will call Zach and Piper for security reasons, went camping out in the woods near my house. We live in a really small town called Supply, North Carolina. The first day went by as always. We got to the pond, unpacked a car, and set the camp up. The second day is when weird stuff began happening. We got up, smoked a joint, and went fishing. Now there is a river half a mile through the woods, so we thought we would go catch something to eat for the day. As we were walking, Zach pointed out some strange-looking footprints. I am a hunter, and the deer down here are not much bigger than a Great Dane, but there were bipedal deer tracks going towards our camp. I bent down to look at them more close, and they were almost bigger than my hand. We continued down the trail talking about the tracks we saw, and got down to the river at last. We sat down at our personal and favorite spot, and started to fish about an hour in. We had 5 decent-sized fish. We packed up and started heading back, when we suddenly hear a loud and piercing scream that went on for probably at least 15 seconds or so. It was pretty far off, so I wasn't all that worried about it at first. I just told them it was probably a panther or something like that, since there have been a few sighted in our area recently. When we got back to camp, still on edge, there were the same tracks we found earlier, all around our tents, and 3 giant claw marks on the outside of mine. We thought that someone might be messing with us since we bring a lot of our friends out here, and a few did know we were going camping this weekend. We stirred the fire back up and made breakfast. The rest of the day was pretty chill and uneventful. We took a few walks, went swimming, some smokes. A bit later, we were talking about what we were going to do over the summer. When we all went to bed, I woke up to the sound of something screaming. It was very close to that screaming we had heard earlier. But I was way too close to this thing this time. I immediately grabbed my Mossberg 500 and climbed out of my tent. Zach and Piper were already out of theirs. I asked if they had heard it, and Zach said they had. I threw my logs in the fire, and we all stand around it listening to the sound of the woods. Suddenly, it got dead quiet. No birds, no bugs, nothing. We started to hear heavy footsteps around the camp. We looked around but didn't see anything for a few moments. After a few seconds, though, something stepped into the light of the fire, but we could barely see it. As it got closer, though, it only stood about 20 feet away from us. This thing was massive. I am 6'6", and this thing had at least a good 3 or 4 feet on me, at least. At first, we thought it was a person, but this was just much too large to be any human being. It was an almost solid white color. It was like it had the body of a man. Instead of where this guy's head should be, though, it was just a deer head. It crept closer, and I fired 3 slug rounds into its chest. It stopped and looked at me for a minute. I told Zach to grab the keys out of my tent. This thing looked over at Piper, and when it did, I shot a 4th round into its stomach. Its head shot straight towards me, and it seemingly smiled at me. At least, that's what it looked like to me. Zach had already jumped in the car and had started it up. I grabbed Piper's hand and led her towards the car, keeping my gun aimed at this thing unless it tried to move. When we all had gotten in, Zach hit the pedal and went flying down the road. We were at the very least driving 60 miles an hour down this old dirt trail when Piper let out a scream. When she did, there was a loud, large thud. Then the SUV jolted to the side. I looked behind us and this thing was keeping pace with the car. Zach speeds up, but this thing is somehow keeping up with us the entire time. Eventually, once we turned off into the main road, it seemingly stopped following us. Ever since then, we have not been out camping, and I'm not sure if I ever will again. We have not said anything to anyone about this encounter, until I've shared it to the show. I've been listening to your channel for the last year and a half, and I figured maybe someone else has had an encounter with something like this. Hi, my fiancé is a huge fan of yours. Our son and I will listen to you before bed with him almost every night. I figured I would give it a shot and tell you about one of my run-ins with what I believe is the supernatural. I live in a small city of Warren, Pennsylvania. The story happened on my friend's property. She lives in Russell, Pennsylvania. I have had a few run-ins with a bunch of different characters on her property, but none of these compare to the one I'm going to tell you. All I can say is her property of 3.5 acres is 100% haunted, and not just by spirits, but I swear demons and werewolves and all kinds of creatures. Yes, I've had some run-ins with some spirits here and there on the property, and would randomly appear in front of me sometimes. It was like they would be standing there 1 second and gone the next. One time, I think I saw a man that looked like he was smoking a cigarette, but by the time I had looked back at him, he had vanished in front of my eyes. That alone is scary enough, but the story I'm going to tell you really scared me that day, and I will never forget it. I was walking on a property. It was getting nighttime, and we were actually getting ready to play what we call Ghost in a Graveyard. I'm sure other people call it something else, but basically, it's hide and seek, and that's all it is. My friend, I'll be calling her JoJo, was getting ready to count. Her sister, who I will be calling Bug, her brother, who will be Little Bear, and her other sister, Weasel, and I were getting ready to hide. Well, I ran down their property. Mind you, they have about 4 acres, and they have a whole lot of woods. I went down to the very last bit of their property. When you get to the bottom, you'll see a ravine-type deal, where there's a little stream. And as time went on, a tree had fell down in there. So, it was like a little nice hiding spot for somebody. Behind that ravine is a long pathway that will lead you all the way up to a road, 3 miles away. But if you just continue to follow it, I don't know about how many acres it will go, but it pretty much just takes you out as far as you can see. It'll lead you through the forest, and it's a beautiful walk, but it just takes you a very long time. After the pathway is a barn. They usually have about 2 horses and cats there. There's a house right up on the hill, and they have about 2 dogs, so when you get down there, it's all you'll hear. You'll hear horses neighing and dogs barking and all kinds of stuff. Well, I was hiding, and I heard her say, "Ready or not, here I come." Well, it's not odd for you to hear owls and bugs and stuff like that. You know, it's nighttime. But I was also expecting to hear her family and the neighbors. That's not very uncommon either. So when I heard a twig snap behind me, I thought it was just one of the neighbor horses or her family. But all of a sudden, I smelled something that was like a skunk and a dying animal mixed together. It only took a couple of seconds for the smell to hit me and make me want to vomit. I was wondering if maybe someone had hit a skunk, because, gosh, it just smells so bad and cars do drive by sometimes. All I was thinking is, this sucks. All we need is a skunk being hit. I didn't think much more of the smell after that, and tried to move on. All of a sudden, though, the hair on my neck stood up, and my heart started racing. I started having many panic attacks. I couldn't understand it, and I didn't have any reason to have this feeling. I felt something watching me. I also did not hear the horses or any chirping or any night sounds at all, which was weird. It really spooked me. I chanced getting up, and I slowly turned around. I did not know why, but I felt like I needed to run. I didn't even want to turn around. I was so scared, and I don't even know what it could be. I have no idea what's causing these feelings. When I turned around, I caught a glimpse of something hiding behind a tree. All I could see were these big, yellow eyes and what looked like deer horns. So I thought it was a deer, which was definitely not uncommon for them to be on her property. But when I got up and I went to walk away because I had this horrible feeling that I needed to just get out of here, I slowly turned to walk away, not to spook the deer, but what happened next would change everything I thought could ever be possible. When I managed to get up the hill, that thing, whatever it was, stepped out from behind the tree, and it was tall, and it was standing on two legs instead of four. I tried to scream, but I just could not. I was paralyzed, and nothing was coming out. It started to come toward me, and I did not realize I had stepped back. And I swear, this thing was smiling at me. Out of nowhere, my friend Bug goes, "You found me," and it startled me out of my trance. This thing looked up at the direction and ran the other way. The next thing I know, my friend Jojo shines her light on me, so I know she was not that far away, and goes, "I thought you were supposed to be hiding." All I could do was point towards the woods, and she shined her light towards there and asked what was wrong. She didn't really say that she saw anything, though. I said it must have been a deer, but that was the last time I had any encounter like that. Well, that was until I went camping. I just washed off my last encounter as if maybe just seeing some deformed deer, or maybe something like that. So I just kind of ignored it. It was about, I'd say, 11:20 p.m., and everyone was in bed. I had gotten up to get something to drink, and since we were right by our house, I went inside to get a drink. I know, most people saying that's because you're sleeping inside your house, even though you're surrounded by woods. It's not really camping. Well, I was only 10 years old, and my friends were only 11 or 12, so us setting up a tent outside of our house was about as far as camping as we could get. I am 25 years old now, and I kind of know that it's not really camping to most people, but it was to me at the time. I came out of the house and seen something standing just outside the perimeter of the property, right outside of the light of their porch. There was a light out there on a telephone pole, and it was really bright, and we could see just about anything around it. This thing was literally standing right outside on their edge of the property. It was just staring at us, I felt. My boyfriend at the time said he had no idea what this thing could be, and still does not know. I have been hearing on here that it sounds like a deer person or a skimwalker. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and it's what gave me the courage to share this deer person encounter. I stepped back into the house, and I ran to her mom and dad as I said there's something outside. They got up and said it was probably nothing and went to check. But of course, it was gone by the time they got there. They said there's nothing there and go back to bed. You're probably just imagining things. So, I did. I went out to go back to the tent and fast. I tried to go to sleep, but I kept hearing noises in the woods, so I stepped out of the tent again slowly, opening the door and peeking my head out. When I did, I didn't see anything. I got brave and stepped out of the tent. I shone my flashlight up into the woods, and I swear I saw it again. I just stood there. Out of the corner of my eyes, I could see something black. It was behind my friend's shed. I never saw it again after that, and I honestly don't know exactly what it wanted. It seemed to just want to torment me and make me feel uncomfortable. But at the same time, who knows? All I can say is whether it's a skimwalker, a deer person, or a wendigo, I don't want to ever meet one of those ever again. I have more stories that I'll share in the future. Maybe even one about a werewolf that I'm pretty sure I saw on the same exact property. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true Dear People horror stories. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I am always looking to share scary stories of all kinds. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that helps the swamp out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and be sure to turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you want to support the swamp outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe consider checking out our merch store. I have all kinds of cool stuff for sale out there. Everything ranging from face masks, hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, and more. I have an exclusive Winter 2020 design that will only be sold until Christmas Day. Don't miss out on this exclusive design and be a part of the Swamp Crew today. If you guys are not aware, you can download and bring your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories with you everywhere you go. You can download them for free on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. As always, thank you guys so much for supporting the Swamp. I am beginning to feel a little bit better with my gallbladder and stomach issues. I'm sorry that this video is a bit shorter than it normally would be, but honestly, it's just very hard to sit still and be able to record without my voice sounding shaky and weak. But I do appreciate all the love and support you guys have been giving me over social media. It's very much appreciated and helps me keep going daily. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.